Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Environmental Protection Agency is slashing its 2013 cellulosic biofuel mandate from 6 million gallons to less than 1 million gallons based on production. EPA said the action follows the American Petroleum Institute and American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers petitions requesting reconsideration of the standard. The renewable fuel standard mandates renewable fuels be blended into petroleum-based fuels each year, increasing to 22 billion gallons by the year 2022. EPA's revised projection and final standard for cellulosic is based on actual cellulosic biofuel production in 2013. Factory activity in China shrank for the fourth straight month in April. The preliminary version of HSBC's Purchasing Managers Index edged up to 48.3 from March's 48.0 on a 100-point scale, but it takes a number above 50 to indicate expansion of the marketplace. USDA reported this morning export sales of 120,000 metric tons of sorghum for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on last September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,447. It's down 11 points. The NASDAQ, 3568, down 16 and 3 quarters. The S&P 500, 1872, and it is down 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is going to be faced with a good mix of weather, but still not quite the best timing for some of the rainfall. Much of the Midwest is still in need of a significant dry and warm weather. The soil temperatures have really not risen the way they should at this time of the year. We still need to get a good deal of warming to take place across the region. Well, we'll get some of that warming to take place over the next couple of days ahead of the big storm system that's expected this weekend, but rain is going to fall in the western Corn Belt today and in the eastern areas tomorrow into Friday morning, and the precipitation will prevent the region from warming up as well as it would otherwise. And then we get a couple of days of dry weather wedged in there between storm systems, and then of course the next storm system comes along, and it's going to be a little bit more of a cold core system, and that is likely to translate into some cooler temperatures that will prevent the soil temperatures from getting as warm as many producers would like to see right now. So the bottom line here is it's still a mixed blessing. We will get moisture across parts of the Midwest, but at this point, as we quickly start approaching the 1st of May, it's going to become more important that we get field work done rather than getting moisture in the ground. We got plenty of moisture to go around for a while, so significant rain events are unwelcome right now. We do expect to see significant precipitation occur across portions of the Midwest over this next several-day period. We're going to find the first round of precipitation in the western belt today, and it will quickly move across the region as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. Most of the precipitation that occurs is expected to be light to moderate. Some of the greatest precipitation will probably be focused on areas coming out of Nebraska, passing through Iowa into Wisconsin. There may be a few areas in Missouri and Illinois that will also get some moderate amounts of rainfall out of the deal. and that will be the region that ends up with the greatest delay in field work. We'll also see the wettest soil conditions occurring as a result of that, and the need for dry weather before field access can take place. It will then become a fairly big priority. We will see dry weather tomorrow, and we'll probably have most of the day dry on Friday across parts of the western Corn Belt. And as we get involved with those 2 days of drying, then some field work will take place, and it will probably be aggressive in some locations, mainly because of the fact that it is going to rain again in a significant manner across some of the western Corn Belt as we get into the Saturday afternoon and Sunday time period. And we'll likely see the precipitation heavy at times during that period, and it will see it spread, of course, across the rest of the eastern Midwest into the Delta and the southeastern states as well as time moves forward. We do expect to see rain totals from this bigger storm system this weekend to easily get into some 1 to 2 inch range, and we'll likely see widespread coverage, so everybody will be impacted and field work will be delayed. The deep low pressure system that's responsible for all the precipitation this weekend will also be bringing in some wind and some dry conditions in the southwestern U.S. plains, hard red winter wheat country from western portions of Kansas into west Texas will continue struggling for moisture. And they will see blowing dust probably late in the weekend, early next week, and they're going to see temperatures in the 80s and 90s here this afternoon and again Friday into Saturday. For the Midwest, the temperatures, though, won't be nearly as hot as that. We'll likely see the afternoon temperatures today across a big part of the region, running mostly in the range of 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the region. Some of the coolest air will be in the Great Lakes region, where we'll see some 50s as we move on out over the next couple of days. We'll have quite a bit of warm weather in the southern parts of the region, and then turning cooler thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 739 and three quarters, down 1.5. July 742 and three quarters, down 4. Soft May wheat 670 and three quarters, down 2.25. July 677, down 2.5. May corn 497, up three quarters. July 502.5, up a half. December, 497.25, up 1.5. May soybeans, 1482, up 2.25. July, 1473, now 72.75, up 2. November, 1221.75, up 6.25. May soybean meal, 482.50, up 270. May soybean oil, 42.52, down 22. April live cattle, 143.60, down 10. May feeder cattle, 178.62.5, up 27.5. May lean hogs, 121.95. They're up 92.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Tuesday's rebound in corn, how do you mark that technically? What is its implications? Does it go some direction to tell us whether or not the top is in or a top is in?
I think it's a little bit too early to declare a top is in. I think yesterday's action was primarily spread-related. I think realistically the trade was getting a little bit nervous about the planting progress, but it's still too soon to get really too worried about it. We still have quite a bit of time left. And I think the other thing, too, as far as the top is concerned, it'll be interesting to see how we go through the May delivery process. May options expire on Friday. We're probably seeing some exodus from those. And then once we get into the delivery process, see what kind of commercial ownership takes place or how much they want to keep hold of.
Well, you can see a peak around May 1st, or you can see a peak around Memorial Day, or you can see a peak around the third to fourth week of June. Those are the kind of places that I've seen them happen over the last decade or so.
Fantastic read. And I think the way we're setting up right now, that Memorial Day window looks like a pretty critical piece. You know, we're going to be getting into May. We're not getting the planting progress that we really would like to see so far. Some areas are making good advances while others haven't really done anything. Realistically, by the time we get to Memorial Day, we should have, you know, a good chunk of the planting already done, if not totally complete, and then start to see what the conditions look like. And that'll be pretty important.
I would think in soybeans that we'll keep on the technical theme today. you wouldn't want to see old crop fall below the mid-April numbers if you are a bull. Otherwise, you could consider a top maybe there.
Yeah, I think that's indeed a possibility. I think the biggest thing right now is watching, you know, the amount of ships that are basically turning direction from China to the United States. Like, we'll gather this morning that another 8 cargoes might be turning their direction towards us, and seeing how we facilitate the movement of those bushels into the United States and how we can handle that logistically. That's still a big concern. And when we talk about a 60 or 65 million bushel import rate or import pace, we're gonna basically work into some uncharted water when it comes to logistics of that sort.
How do you go to track those inbound ships to the U.S.?
It's very difficult. I've got some Bloomberg stuff that I try to watch, but it's really sharper pencils and sharper minds need to tell me the answer for that one.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current ticket in the marketplace, May corn, 496 and a half, up a quarter. July, 502 and a quarter, up a quarter. December, 497, up 1 1/4. May soybeans, 1477 and three quarters, down 2. July, 1469 and a half, down 1 1/4. November, 1220 and a half, up 5. May soybean meal, 481, up 120. May soybean oil, 42.45, down 29. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.